So this is a car confession. Well, it's kind of me doing my podcast and keeping it up to date. But hi, how are you guys? So I'm driving in my car literally right now, and I thought this would be a good time to chat because it has been a crazy day, as most days are in my industry and with everything I'm doing. But oh my gosh, it is such a beautiful day today. Can I just say, I need to celebrate this day. It is beautiful. I'm up here in Canada right now, and the sun is shining. The birds are out. It is literally a blessing. It's so pretty, and I'm so lucky to even be going outside right now. Coronavirus cases are down too. Did I mention that? Thank God. So last night, I realized I am now a chef. Coronavirus has, I would say, inspired me to figure it all out and just start cooking a whole lot more. And now I not only have found a way to make things that I really like, but gosh, can I say, I think I make the best stuffed chicken ever. I mean, I literally think I could open a restaurant that does nothing but just serves stuffed chicken in different ways, because I clearly have devised a way to get the panko crust on the outside to be crunchy while the inside explodes with this cheese sauce that is so good. And literally, I've tried it every single way. I made spinach and cheese, and then I got crazy and I started doing apples, spinach and cheese. But last night, oh my gosh, it was like heaven's door opened up, because I got out the mandarin oranges and thought, all right, this is going to be good. It's either going to be really horrible or it's going to be really good. But the key was to make sure the stuffed chicken explodes when you cut it. And you want all of that cheesiness to just run out of it. But you also want to have the tangerine. So I made it like I normally do. I threw caution to the wind and said, okay, all I can do is really mess this up and we end up eating like crap for dinner. But it turned out so good. I mean, literally the best thing. So I am driving right now on a break from work to the store to go get more. And that's why I thought this would be a great car confession about my mandarin orange chicken. So how is it done? I know you're going to ask me that, so I may as well leave the recipe here for you. All right, give this a try. Set the oven to 425. Defrost your chicken breast, or take chicken breast that you just bought. Slice it, like butterfly it, so one end of it is still attached, but like you kind of like flatten it out, right? And then open it all the way up. Like get the butterfly as far to the end without cutting through the chicken as you can. And then open it all the way up. Brush it with some olive oil. Put it on some nonstick tin foil on a baking sheet. Then you want to go, and if you're going to use whatever stuffing, like you can literally take whatever you cooked last night and stuff this thing with it. But you have to add cheese. So what I did is I get the grated cheese, you know, that's in the dairy section, that's like mozzarella or Italian mix or whatever you feel like. Get it already there. I keep it in the freezer so, you know, I can have a plethora of this stuff at my fingertips whenever I need it. I put some in the chicken, so I like lay it on one side. And then I add whatever is just on my mind. Like I can saute spinach. In the mandarin orange one, I took mandarin oranges. I rinsed them. They were like in a packet, right? I rinsed them out and then I laid them carefully on a bed of cheese inside the chicken. And I mean, really, like they were, you have to put a lot in. Now listen, everything you put inside this chicken will flatten out. So although it seems like it's a lot and like there's so much in there, it's never enough. So overstuff it because it goes to nothing. Like literally when my mom was eating her chicken breast, she's like, where are all my mandarin oranges? And I'm like, they're right there. And she's like, yeah, but it looked like there were like 40 of them in there. I'm like, there are, but they like flattened down. So you might even want to crush them. And that's what I'm going to try this next time. I'm going to like crush them down so that, but I still like them to be juicy, right? So I don't know. We'll try something of both. You could put pear inside. You could put anything. Anything really goes with like provolone cheese or, you know, like not really high salt cheese. I'll tell you where to use the Parmesan in just a second. What else could you stuff it with? So I did apples and cinnamon once with a little bit of the cheese. Oh man, just anything, just whatever you like, really, whatever you like. Okay. So you got your chicken stuff. So now you have to find a way to get the top flap over it without like ripping the chicken, but listen, just like kind of ever so slightly cover it so that the stuffing is inside. And I kind of adjust it with a fork a little bit, you know, I'm kind of like pulling the top piece over as much as I can. And I'm sitting there just trying to like keep the stuffing in, but it is just going to be amazing. So whatever way you can get that stuffing in there and try and overstuff it. And then Next, you're going to take some butter. Now, I think it's really healthier to use the butter that has the fat kind of removed, you know, so it's called ghee. If you don't want to do that, you can melt butter in the microwave, and you only need a few tablespoons. You can remove the top, like kind of like the layer, and try and reduce it down, just so that you have the ghee of the butter. That's healthier. But you're going to take your panko breadcrumbs, you're going to mix it with some dried parsley, and you're going to put sprinkle Parmesan cheese in there. And then you're going to mix in the butter until it kind of becomes more of a crumbles rather than dust, because panko is very dry, right? Because they're breadcrumbs, but it's like kind of dusty when you put the butter in and you start to mix it all together. It doesn't clump together. That's too much butter. It kind of like gets a crumbly crust, almost like graham cracker crust if you were going to make a pie. And then you're now able to take it and you can now kind of pack it like a crust around the outside of the chicken. Let me tell you, this process is really fast, and it's the quickest dinner, yet it is so delicious. I put it in the oven once it's done. I make sure it's insulated on all sides. You can put the panko underneath if you want to, but it's not really necessary because you're not going to flip it. Then I put it in the oven for 35 to 40 minutes. It's best, depending on your oven, to judge at maybe 25 minutes, 30 minutes, because it's at 425. So judge that you get your chicken temperature to like 180. It'll be on your thermometer, like get a chicken thermometer or a meat thermometer, and it'll say what poultry has to be. I believe it's 180 or 170. It's the top of my meter. So you have to get that inside temperature really nice and hot. So you're going to test it. I think it takes about 40 minutes for my chicken breasts, but I get two really big, plump, juicy chicken breasts. I overstuff them. They are not frozen. They're defrosted, and there's two of them on the pan. But let me just tell you, this is the freaking best stuffed chicken ever. I could form a whole business around these chickens, and that is just a fact. They're really good and totally worth it. All right, so you got to give it a try. Also, strawberry sauce. Apparently, you can make healthy strawberry sauce and put it in the fridge. So you just get strawberries, take a like blender. I use my the thing that I make my shakes with, the silver bullet. So I take strawberries, fresh strawberries. I put them in the silver bullet with a little bit of lemon juice, and I just puree them until they are literally liquid. You can add water if you want, like cold water. It just depends on how thin you want it. And I freeze them in ice cubes and then store them in a baggie in the freezer. And anytime I want strawberry sauce for over the chicken or to put it on a bed of strawberry sauce, maybe even put it like over the rice or something like that, put it over anything. It's so good. It's a healthy, non-fattening strawberry sauce that you can have at your whim at any time. So definitely freeze it, keep it in cubes, and then just microwave it and pour it over. It is insane. Anyway, if you do this chicken right and you have the cheeses and everything in there, literally this thing will explode. When you bite into it, it's like an orgasm roll in the middle of Colorado on a winter day. It is so freaking good. Now, here's the secret. Cream cheese. So when you're putting the center, and see, if you would have cut this podcast off early, you would have never gotten my secret. Cream cheese. If you get whipped cream cheese, like whipped cream cheese with chives, whipped cream cheese, any way you want it, but get whipped cream cheese, put in a dollop, like a nice, healthy dollop, like that's 2 tablespoons perhaps, or an overstuffed tablespoon into the center before you finish the chicken. Put it in there with the melted cheese before you cook it, before you go and add the panko. You're going to put that dollop of cream cheese in there. And it's insane. That's what the secret is. It literally explodes in your mouth, and it is definitely the orgasm roll that we've all been looking for since we last visited Colorado. And by the way, that's a real story. I really did have an orgasm roll in Colorado, and I haven't been able to find the same roll since. I should have taken a picture of it. Anyway, that is my recipe of the day. So I'm sitting here in front of Metro and with my grocery list and trying to figure out what else I can stuff these chickens with. Because life is all about little treasures like that. It really is. All right. Then it's back to work. I just want to remind you too, you should wake up every single day counting your blessings and saying thank you so much for this life that you're given and the gifts that you have in it and the people that you have around you. Because if you start out with gratitude, you will bring more of that goodness to you. And that is definitely a good thing. Boy, I'm looking around and there's still so many places closed. I wonder how everything is going to be when it finally opens back up. Just interesting. Hasn't everything changed so much? It really has. All right. So next episode, perhaps I'll tell you my secret to making the perfect chocolate power protein shake with coffee, of course. I don't know. We'll see. Have a good day. Bye.